word of God that will set the captives free. Father, we ask you that you'd bless the people as they hear the word of God this morning, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's this morning on my way to church, I took Psalm 92, verse 12, and I texted it to Pastor Hagin. Every Sunday morning, he sends a text out, say, have a great service. So I decided to text him that and told him to have a great Palm Sunday. And so then I was taking my phone out of my pocket to put it away, and I dialed his number by mistake. And I go, oh, God, no, I should have. 30 seconds later, my phone rings. It's him. He goes, did you want something? I said, no, I was getting ready to preach, Pastor, and I just, how's he doing? He goes, all right, see you soon. That was about the size of the conversation. Anyway, but in any event, verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree and shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. They shall still bear fruit in their old age. They shall... All right. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Think about Abraham. You know, Sarah, you know, just because there's snow on the roof don't mean there ain't no fire in the furnace. You understand that, right? Okay, just so you know that. All right. Praise the Lord. Anyway, let's get on track. They shall declare the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So, palm trees. I love the Caribbean. You know, I love palm trees. I'd rather sit under a palm tree than a ski lift. So, you know. But palm trees grow anywhere from 3 feet to 100 feet high. And they amaze me. They're just an amazing plant. There's over 3,000 species of palm trees. And the date palm, which is mostly everyone's familiar with that, produces about 300 pounds of dates every year. And then there's the African palm tree, the oil palm, widely cultivated in the tropics. And it gives the highest yield of oil of any other oil plant that we have. And it produces two different types of oil. One is from the palm kernel. It's used for margarine and soap. So you could be washing with palm tree oil. Anyway, and then from the freshly part of the fruit, they use for industrial purpose. And it's a real expanding, rapid business. You know, I'm just thinking of investing in it. But historically, going back, the palm tree is the representative tree of Palestine. All right? It stood through the years as a symbol of the land of the Lord. And we use it a lot. And, you know, large groups of people made pilgrimages to the Holy Land. The people were called palmers because they would make a pilgrimage to the promised land where Jesus walked into Jerusalem. So they would go, make that trip every year. Also, it's a picture of the victorious children of God. John chapter Revelation says, among other things, that they were clothed in white robes with palms in their hands. And so, you know, I did too, and I says, and when we look at the very beginning of the verse that I read, it says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They're not just idle words, because a palm tree is unique from any other tree that's out there. And so I want to look this morning at several characteristics of the palm tree. Amen. All right, and how it relates to us as a Christian. Now, it'll be a long sermon, but it'll help you understand why the Bible refers to us as palm trees. All right. First of all, palm trees. How many of you, when you were growing up, your mother tied a rope around a tree and then the rope around the other tree to hang the clothes on? And did you ever notice as the tree grew, the rope got covered up in the bark? Palm trees don't do that. They expand and break those bands. So if you tie a wire around a palm tree, it's not going to go into the tree as the tree grows. Actually, as the tree grows, it's going to break that band. You say, well, what's that got to do? Well, you know, the believer, we have victory. You know, when the devil tries to put things on us, we have the power in Christ to break the bands. You know, we do a lot with addiction. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to break the bonds of addiction in our life, to break the bonds of sickness in our life, to break the bonds of poverty in our life. We have that because we're like a palm tree. And palm trees are virtually unstoppable. They really are. And I was telling my wife as I was doing this, I said, look at this, the palm tree. I just can't believe this. No wonder the Bible, you know, things are just not in there. It's serious. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. There has to, it's just more than just a cute little phrase that's stuck in the middle of Psalm somewhere. And so 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, thanks be to God who always gives us the victory. We always have the victory. No matter how tight that chokehold might be, it's going to break because we're like a palm tree. All right, Romans, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We're more than a conqueror. And that's a palm tree. Palm trees will not bend, will not break. They will bend. Actually, in a strong wind, a palm tree will bend over 40 to 50 degrees over. It's like almost in half. All right? And amazing, they're amazing. How many remember October 29th, 2012? I figured a few of you would. All right. Sandy, the largest recorded storm in history. The second costliest storm in United States history. $75 billion worth of damage and devastation. That was unbelievable. And the storms that come in our lives cause many disasters. The palm tree will not bend. There are people in this church that went through that and they're still standing. They bent. They were at a 50 degree angle. But bless God, they're still standing because there are palm trees. You know what's interesting about a palm tree? They don't. Their root system doesn't go deep in the ground. So you'd say, gee, you'd think they'd blow over in a strong wind. But normally they don't. They have what they call rambling roots. And what happens to their root? They got a root ball, but the roots are real skinny. But they go out. They finger out. And what it does is give stability to the tree. That when the winds blow, they're so spread out that the tree doesn't go anywhere. Down in Florida, in front of our condo, there's been, Sandy went through there, every hurricane in the planet. We'd walk out there and see all the beach in the swimming pool. But those palm trees don't move. The sand get, it's funny because the sand will get washed away and all you'll see is all these roots. And the palm tree is still there. That's amazing because of their root system and their trunk. The reason they don't break, I mean, they will break, don't misunderstand me. They don't break is because they have a wiry trunk. You ever see a telephone cable with all the wires running through it? Well, that's how the inside of a palm tree is. As opposed to like an oak tree that has the rings that grow out, very stable tree, supports a lot of weight, but when the wind blows, they usually snap. Palm tree is kind of like a three cord, what, how's that go? Threefold cord does not easily break, and that's what the inside of a palm tree is like. So when the wind blows, the tree will just bend over and bend over and bend over and won't snap because of the way God designed it. And I say that because He always likens the Christian to a palm tree. Amen. And finally, they have flexibility. And finally, they have clever leaves. The leaves of a palm tree are clever. Matter of fact, they were down there today pulling those palms apart, right? They were all kind of like stuck together. But when they're in the tree, they're all spread apart. Like an umbrella. The interesting thing is when the weather changes, The way they're mounted on the tree, they pivot. So when the winds come and the rains come, the tree closes, the palms close. So the tree could bend in the wind. Just an amazing little tree. And we're the palm tree. God likens us to the palm tree. So the palm tree not only survives, but it flourishes in the desert. Think about that one. Okay? So the palm tree, it grows in the desert. It flourishes. A matter of fact, they tell us in the desert where there's, well, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. You know, the roots of the palm tree, although they don't go deep, they search out the moisture, which makes them grow. And what we have to do as believers in Christ, we have to go deep into the Word of God so we could be stable, so we could be flourished. If you have superficial Christians, they're not flourishing. Amen. We're not saying that the troubles of life are not going to come against us, because they are. But you know what? We should flourish right in the midst of that, in the midst of those things. And so we have to understand Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth through me. So that's an interesting statement, because we have on the inside of us the life of God. Amen. All right. We should pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray without ceasing. You know, it's not psychology. It's not theology. I said this yesterday. It's neology. Getting on your knees and praying. Meditating in the Word of God day and night. Not letting it depart from your mouth. But filling yourself up with the Word. It's the only way you can be stable and strong. Amen. And they're not flourishing because they're not seeking nourishment in the right place. They're running their roots of life out literally, but they're not getting the nourishment that they need because they're rooting themselves in other things. Yep. Psalm 1 verse 3 says, we shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water that bring forth its fruit in season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. And shallow Christians look to the world for refreshment. That's what they do. And you know what they do every single time? Come away thirsty. Because it can't satisfy. The world can't satisfy you. Amen. Never do it. The fashion, the literature, the entertainment of the world are shallow and unfruitful. And we, you know, listen, God wants us to be stylish. Don't misunderstand me. You know, you paint barns, right? Brother Hagin used to say. But we get so caught up in worrying. I was reading something today. How do you know if you're a narcissist? You're constantly worrying what people are thinking about you on social media. You want your image on social media to be perfect. You're a narcissist. How many followers do I have? Oh, I got 1,000. I got 1,200. You're a narcissist. That's what narcissistic people do. They want to be the center of attention. They're worried about themselves. And that's what the world does. That's what the fashion, the literature, the entertainment, all those stars that you see out there, they just want, one wants to be better than the other. They're just concerned about themselves. They're shallow. We shouldn't be shallow people. Thank you. You know, a group of palm trees in a desert, you know what they call a group of palm trees in a desert? An oasis. A palm tree standing by itself won't produce a lot of shade, but a group of them forms an oasis. So we as Christians, we need to stay together. We need to get in the church and stay in the church and band together so we form an oasis for people to come in that are thirsty, beat down, and having a tough time. We should be providing shade for these people. You know, in the I've never been in the desert, but in a lot of times in the desert, when there's a palm trees like an oasis, you'll find orange trees and lemon trees growing beneath the shade of the palm tree. Think about that. So when a group of ourselves are together in a church, we provide shade and shelter for the weaker person. That's what God's called us to do. So we are the palm tree. All right? You know, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "It not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the habit of many." You see, it's a habit not coming to church. Okay, that went over big. Whew. Look out for the coconut coming down. Even the disciples, when they were left prison in Acts chapter 4, it said they went to their own company, their own companions. They went to their own oasis of people. And it's so important that we stick together. And a palm tree can withstand all kinds of abuse. It's one thing Christians lack. They get offended too easy. Way, way, way too easy. If you were here yesterday, we had a meeting and all the workers and department heads, and I talked about being unoffendable. And it just doesn't happen overnight because people just get offended. I like to, you know, I used to take pride in the fact, what could I do to offend you to make you leave? Because if I can't offend you that much to make you leave, man, then you're a stronger Christian than I am. But people get offended at the dumbest things in the world. Palm trees don't get offended. They take a lot of abuse. Here's an interesting part about a palm tree. First of all, you know the oak trees out there? The center of that tree is dead. The heart of an oak tree is nothing but cellulose that's dead. It's there to hold the tree up. Unlike the palm tree, the heart of the palm tree is alive. And I said something that we have the life of God on the inside of us. You know, it's dead. The newer rings that called the sapwood that are come out, as the tree grows, the inner cells lose their vitality of a regular tree. And they call it heartwood, a stony heart. The Bible talks about having a stony heart, how God wants to take that stony heart and he wants to change it. And the minute you receive Jesus as your Savior, that stony heart changes miraculously and instantaneously. And you get the heart of the palm tree that's alive and full of vitality. But again, it's dead. Trees will not decay or lose strength while those under layers are intact. But you know why? When you do something to a tree, they tell you, you got to put the tar over it. Because it's the first part of the tree where all the nutrients come up the tree to go to the leaves. So that needs to be protected or the tree will bleed to death. Not so with the palm tree. You could abuse the snot out of it. Amen. So the heart of the palm tree, the life of the palm tree is on the inside. Our life is on the end. The real us is the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, our spirit. That's the real us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know, outward abuse does not affect the life of the palm tree. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was online and I looked at pictures of a tsunami. And all that was sticking up after the tsunami was the stem of the palm tree. And guess what? Started to grow again. You know what another tree is like that? Sort of, kind of. It's the olive tree. Not quite the same characteristics of the palm tree, but you could burn a olive tree down to the ground, and as long as there's life in that root, that olive tree will start growing again. Praise the Lord. So it doesn't affect it because we have the life of God deep within us. Because he's quickened us God has quickened us. The life of us is in belief. Though our outward man is perishing, and it is, some of you need to look in the mirror, the inward man is renewed day by day. Thank God for plastic surgeons and beauticians. Amen. Every once in a while, I'll go get my hair cut by Lucky over there and see all them women in there. And my heart just wants to sing, "Oh, my hair comes out of a bottle." But I don't sing it, you know what I'm saying? They lathering all this stuff over their hair. Get that paintbrush and get going. The good part is the outward man is being renewed every day. Every single day. Inward. What did I say? Outward man? I meant inward man. I'm sorry. I'm allowed to make a mistake, right? Here's another characteristic of a palm tree that I like. If you're a Christian, this should be you. The older the palm tree gets, the sweeter the fruit is. You'll take that. Listen to these people. Wow. Its fruit grows sweeter as it gets older. As a Christian grows older, the fruit of the Spirit should be sweeter. You know, the older trees with the most scars give the sweetest fruit. So us Christians that have been out there 30, 40, 50 years that have been beat up, we understand. And that fruit should be sweet. Amen. The fruit, the love, the joy, the peace that we have for people. The faith, the patience. Endurance. The endurance. Yeah. Endurance. Yeah. We said yesterday, are you in this for the long haul? Yeah. Endurance. And the scars of life produce a fruit of holiness in our life. A fruit of endurance, a fruit of patience. So it's no coincidence that he likens us to a palm tree. The trials of life can form us into the image of Jesus. And it's the fruit of the human spirit as it's indwelt by the Holy Spirit. If you're born again and you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. And he wants your fruit. You see, I've heard people say this all the time. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. No, it's the fruit of the human spirit as it's indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That's what produces it. People often ask me, is bearing fruit automatic? Yes and no. If you automatically do what the Word says, if you do what the Word says, the fruit will automatically come out. If you don't do what the Word says, the fruit's not coming out. It's real simple. So yeah, it's automatic if you do what you have to do. All right? So the fruit of the human spirit as it's indwelt by the Holy Spirit, it's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it's the fruit that you get. People say, well, the Holy Ghost ain't producing no fruit in me. Hello? He will if you let him. And here's something. We've got one or two more here. A palm tree cannot be grafted with another tree. It will kill it. They tell us to graft a palm tree will kill a palm tree. There's no hybrid palm trees. It's distinctive and it's an unusual tree. And that's why grafting kills it. To graft a Christian into the world will kill your testimony for Jesus. It will kill your influence for the gospel when you try to engraft yourself into the world, when you try to be like the world. We're distinctive people. We're peculiar people. And we should be easily distinguished. So people shouldn't look at us and wonder, Are they a Christian? They should look at you and go, they're different. And you know, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and renew your mind to what is the perfect, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. See, when we get hooked up with the world, we injure our service for Jesus. And the palm tree will not burn. Listen, when they bring wood to my house, I want dried oak. The palms of a palm tree will burn, but the inside of a palm tree, not going to burn. They don't use palm tree for firewood. I mean, maybe if it sat out for 200 years, it might. But normally you don't say, okay, would you bring me a cord of palm tree wood? I could. It doesn't burn. And they don't use it because it doesn't burn like ordinary wood burns. And us as believers, if we're saved, we will never burn in hell. Because we're a palm tree. Those that have not made Jesus their Savior, well, the Bible has a lot to say about you. You will burn. You will be in hell without making Jesus your Lord and your Savior. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 and 46 talks about eternal damnation and eternal fire. But we won't be there because we are the palm tree. Because we are in Christ. And last but not least, and I like this one the best. I could bend, I could be abused, I could break bands, the wind could blow and I'll just bend. You know, I say Christians are like weebles. They'll go over and come right back up again. You can't knock a weeble down, that's a Christian, you know. But a palm tree is an evergreen tree. Evergreen. No, sir. I wouldn't lie, I'm up in the pulpit. It might start to melt. We used to say it catch on fire, but now they're plastic. They probably melt. No, they're not. They are falling in the class of evergreen tree because their leaves don't go through seasons. They're always green. And see, evergreen is a sign of immortality. Wow. See, we'll never die. We're immortal. We might change our leaves. Some of the bark might fall off, you know what I mean? But as long as we got plastic surgeons, beauticians, and cosmetologists, we're great. But you'll keep us looking good, you know what I mean? Scrape that stuff off and look out. Sweet Jesus. I have a friend of mine. He might even be watching. We used to go to a meeting out in Oklahoma, and I go, Phil, where's your wife? He goes, she's in a body shop. Said, the older she gets, the longer it takes. He said, man, I tell you what. You know what I'm talking about? Daryl, you know what I'm talking about? Praise God. We'll never die. Turn to John chapter 3, verse 16. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad God likens you to a palm tree today? John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. If we believe in Jesus and we receive Jesus as our Savior, we will have everlasting life. We will be the palm tree. Yes. We will be the evergreen tree. Verse 18 says, he who believes in me is not condemned, but he who does not believe in me is all condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Wow, man. Shoo. Shoo. And verse 36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Aren't you glad you're an evergreen tree today? Aren't you glad you're a palm tree? You're a strong standing symbol of Jesus Christ, alive on the inside, could take the abuse on the outside. The storms of life can't knock you down. They could bend you over, but you bounce back up. Man, I go out on the beach and I see palm trees. They're going this way and that way, and they just all twisted around and everything, but they're still growing. I went down there. I say, man, the people got to come and put sand. This is like 7 years ago. I said, they got to put sand around them roots. Roots are still there. The palm trees are still standing, and the coconuts are still growing on them. Same tree. Then we took a guy who works at the condo. They took a coconut and they planted it. They in a flower pot started growing. Now they planted it out on a beach. Last time it was this big, and now it was that high when we were there in January. It's growing. They say you just stick a coconut near the water, it's going to grow. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Music ministry, you can come back up here. Well, so you heard me talk about the palm tree this morning. We are the palm tree. We're the evergreen. Maybe you haven't made Jesus your Savior. You know, he promised us everlasting life. John 3:16, we just read that verse of Scripture. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Only begotten. He gave his only Son. And he would have gave it if you were the only person on the planet. Jesus would have still came and died for you. Because that's how much God loves you. And with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're in here this morning and you've never, ever asked Jesus to come into your life, you've never spread out your arms and said, Jesus, here I am. I can't make it. I'm a wreck. My life is messed up. I'm a sinner. But I want to receive Jesus. And when you receive him, your life is changed instantaneously. That old stony heart gets recreated and it becomes born again. And it becomes a fleshly, soft, pliable heart. And the life of God is in the center of you. And if that's you this morning and you want to receive Jesus, I want you to raise your hand because I want to pray with you. If you're here and you received Jesus and you've never received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, we want to pray with you so that you would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And if you're here and you haven't been walking with God the way you should be and you want to repent, well, praise God, he's here for that too. So any one of those invitations, if that's you, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Stand up where you are. We want you to come down here. We're going to pray with you. Then we're going to send you to a place. If you raise your hand, come on down here. Come on down. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Come on down here. Stand right here in front of me. Stay here in front of me. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Come stand right here, right there. That's good. Anybody else? You should have raised your hand and you didn't. You come on down here right now. God's got his own time frame. Amen. Because he loves us. He waits. We're the ones that's impatient. We got to be that old palm tree. Get the fruit of patience going. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray with you. Then we're going to send you to a room. We're going to give you some books. And they got a bunch of books back there that they're going to give you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. You ready to receive Jesus? You ready to repent? Ready to turn your life around, right? Amen. That's all it is. It's not rocket science. It's just having a willing heart. Repeat this after me. Say, God, I come to you today, April 9th, 2017. Lord, and I give my heart to Jesus. I ask him to come and live in me and have the Holy Spirit recreate my old stony heart. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now just turn around. Those two people, just go with them. That lady and that man, they'll take you down. Just go with those two people right there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.